Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brad Mills. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ray Burris. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines takes first base on ball four. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Baylor steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Baylor moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Carter reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Scott moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Craig Swan. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorgensen moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Pulio now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns bunts towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burris strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Raines steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Raines moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field. Raines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Raines. Brooks moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Charlie Puglio. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Wally Backman pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verizer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Lynch now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Chris Spear. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares now playing shortstop. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mills juggles the ball. That's an error on Mills. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field. Dawson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dawson. Kingman moves to third. Valentine moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stearns is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ratajczak pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak hits a line drive towards first. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire now playing shortstop. Jerry White pinch hits for Ray Burris. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines bunts towards the mound. Lynch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-4 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.